And to attend a church Thanksgiving testimony event.
他突然问我说，为什么，爸爸，为什么要庆祝圣诞节啊？
He suddenly asked me, why do we celebrate Christmas?
我很快地说，因为我们要庆祝耶稣的生日啊。
I quickly said that we were celebrating Jesus' birthday.
没想到他立刻回答说， Lucky Jesus.
Unexpectedly, he immediately said, Lucky Jesus.
我问他为什么。
I asked him why.
他不假思索地说，耶稣真幸运，因为他的生日跟圣诞节是同一天。
He said without hesitation, Jesus was lucky because his birthday was on Christmas.
看来他知道圣诞节是非常的快乐，但是不知道为什么。
It seems that he only knows the joyous atmosphere of Christmas, but does not know why.
可是当我开始要解释圣诞节的意义的时候，他就已经分心了。
Unfortunately, when I started to explain what Christmas really meant, he was already distracted.
孩子们特别喜欢圣诞节快乐的气氛。
Children are especially fond of Christmas.
除了放假，还有很多的礼物跟活动。
In addition to getting school days off, there are many gifts and activities.
大人忙着采买，准备跟朋友、亲人的聚会或是 party。
Adults are busy buying, preparing for gatherings of friends, relatives, or parties.
不论是不是基督徒，几乎没有人不喜欢圣诞节。
Very few people, whether Christians or not, dislike Christmas.
但平心而论，大家是否真的知道圣诞节的意义？圣诞节有什么好高兴的呢？
But in all fairness, do we really know why Christmas is so happy?
为什么需要如此盛大的来庆祝耶稣的生日呢？
Why is it so grand to celebrate Jesus' birthday?
我想借着这个机会，我们再次的思考圣诞节的意义。
I want to take this opportunity to think again about the meaning of Christmas.
请我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢您让我们能够在这里一起来敬拜你。因着主耶稣基督的宝血，我们可以得到洁净，来到主的面前。求主帮助我们，我们既打开你的话语，也求主打开我们的心，也帮助我和 Ethan 能够勇敢传讲，能够将信息清楚的传递。愿荣耀颂赞都归于主。求主使用，祷告不配，乃是奉靠救主耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们很高兴的来庆祝耶稣的生日。
We celebrate Jesus' birthday with joy.
是不是只是因为耶稣是神的儿子，他的地位崇高过于诸天呢？
Is it simply because Jesus is the Son of God and he has a higher status than the heavens?
在路加福音一章三十到三十二节记载了天使对玛利亚的一段对话。
In Luke 1:30-32, a passage from an angel to Mary is recorded. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him to the throne of his father David.
这里说到了主耶稣基督的身份是至高者的儿子。
The identity of Jesus Christ mentioned here is the Son of the Most High.
至高者是指至高无上者，圣经常用这个名字来称呼神。
The Most High indicates the Supreme. The Bible often uses this name to refer to God.
其实光是耶稣是神的儿子，就足够让所有的人来庆祝他的生日。
In fact, just because Jesus is the Son of God is enough for everyone to celebrate his birthday together.
平常如果公司的主管庆祝生日，我们不管是不是真心，无论如何都想尽办法要参加吧。
In general, if there's a birthday celebration for the manager of the company, no matter whether it is sincere or not, I'm afraid I must try to participate.
更何况是神儿子的生日呢？
Let alone the birthday of God's son.
那如果只是这样的话，会不会跟我们的关系没有那么强？我们欢喜的心也没有那么强呢？
But if this is the case, isn't it relevant to us so much and the joy is not so strong?
在另外一段圣经，马太福音一章二十到二十一节天使向约瑟说话。
There's another passage in Matthew 1:20-21 where the angel spoke to Joseph. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
当时的约瑟是玛利亚的未婚夫。
Joseph was Mary's fiancé at the time.
天使向他显现，说明这所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
At this moment, the angel appeared to him, explaining why the pregnancy was from the Holy Spirit.
更进一步说明，这将要诞生的耶稣会将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And further that, the son Jesus, who was about to be born, would save people from sin.
这就与我们有了明确的关系。
This has a clear relationship with us.
这也是为什么我们称呼耶稣为救主。
This is why we call Jesus the Savior,
because
he redeemed us.
这样的圣诞节对我们就有很大的关系，有意义了。
This Christmas is also meaningful to us.
心中的喜乐会更深。
And the joy in my heart is deeper.
但是如果真的只是这样吗？
Was Jesus really just here to save us?
我有一天问我孩子说，如果你过马路，差一点被车撞到。
I asked my child if there was one day you walked down the street and almost get hit by a car.
结果你的好朋友把你拉住了。
And your good friend pulls you back.
所以没有被车撞死，他救了你一命。
And saves you from getting hit.
你会不会从今那一天开始，以后每一年的生日都在家里布置庆祝他的生日呢？
Every year on their birthday, would you decorate your house and celebrate his birthday?
他看着我，感觉到莫名其妙。
I looked at him very confused.
耶稣来真的只是为了要救我们而已吗？
Did Jesus really come here just to save us?
让我们得救了以后继续过自己原来的生活吗？
Let us live our lives after being saved.
到耶稣生日的那一天，大家又一起聚集起来来庆祝主耶稣这位救命恩人的生日吗？
On the day of Jesus' birthday, do we all gather together to celebrate the life of the Lord Jesus as a salvation benefactor?
我觉得主耶稣降生有更深的意义。
But there is a deeper meaning.
今天我们来看今天的主题经文，约翰福音十八章三十三到三十七节。
Let's look at today's thematic scriptures, John 18:33-37. So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, and I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from this world." Then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice."
这段圣经是主耶稣在克西马尼园被祭司并法利赛人的差役以及一大堆的罗马兵丁抓住。
In this passage, Jesus was captured in the Garden of Gethsemane by priests and Pharisees and a large group of Roman soldiers.
先是被带到祭司那里，之后就被带到当时的巡抚比拉多受审的对话。
He was first brought to the priest for trial, and then Jesus was taken to the governor.
也是在过不久之后，主耶稣便受鞭打，钉死在十字架。
It was not long after this that Jesus was whipped and crucified.
这段经文对很多人都很熟悉。
This verse is very familiar to many people.
只是一般是在受难日的纪念或者是复活节来看的。
But it is generally observed on Good Friday or Easter.
很少在圣诞节中看到这段经文。
It's rarely read on Christmas.
但是因为这段经文很清楚地说到主耶稣降生的目的是什么。
Because in this passage, Jesus made it clear what the purpose of his birth was.
若要看为什么圣诞节这么重要，就要从这里看是最清楚。
If you want to see why Christmas is so important, you could clearly see it from here.
四福音书记载主耶稣受审的经过当中有一个特别的地方。
One of the special things about the four Gospels and the trial of Jesus
当比拉多或希律王盘问的时候，耶稣都一言不答。
Is that when Pilate or Herod questioned him, Jesus said nothing.
但是当比拉多问说，你是犹太人的王吗？
But when Pilate asked, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
马太、马可、路加福音都记载耶稣回答说，你说的是。
Matthew, Mark, and Luke all recorded Jesus' answer, "You have said so."
而约翰福音更进一步的记载主耶稣说你说我是王我为此而生也为此来到世间特为给真理做见证凡属真理的人都听我的话。
And John's Gospel further records that Jesus said, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice."
主耶稣道成肉身降世为人的目的他亲口说到是要成为犹太人的王而生。
Jesus' purpose of becoming a human incarnation is that he personally stated that he was to become the king of the Jews.
如果是这样，主耶稣在世界上的时候，其实已经有机会成为我们心目中所谓的王了。
If so, when Jesus was in the world, he had the opportunity to make him the so-called king in our hearts.
还记得主耶稣用五个饼两条鱼喂饱了五千人。
Remember that Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 barley loaves of bread and 2 fish.
然后在约翰福音6章14到15节当中记载。
Recorded in John 6:14-15, when the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who has come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself.
若主耶稣是生来要做犹太人的王，怎么犹太人真的来拥戴他为王的时候，他反而不接受，独自退回到山上去呢？
If Jesus was born to be the king of the Jews, why did the Jews really come to crown him as king instead of accepting to return to the mountain alone?
因为他知道这些人找他不是因为看见了神迹，认出了耶稣王者的身份，却是因为吃饼得饱。
He knew that these people came to him not because they saw miracles or recognized the identity of the king of the Jews, but because they were full of bread.
所以主耶稣是不一样的王。
Now Jesus is a different king.
耶稣大可以强调自己是神儿子的身份，他却常常谦卑自己，说是人子。
Jesus could have emphasized that he was the Son of God, but he always humbled himself as the Son of Man.
他虽然说是王，却很显然的跟我们心中想象的王是不一样的。
Although he was a king, it was obvious that he was different from the king that we have imagined.
这位神的儿子自高天降世为人，出生在马槽。
The Son of God came into the world from high heaven and was born in a manger.
在路加福音二章六到七节记载
,Luke 2:6-7 says, And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
这马槽是放马粮草的地方。
The manger is a place where horses and forages are put.
也就是说主耶稣降生在一个牛马牲畜住的地方。
That is to say, the Lord Jesus was born in the place where cattle and horses lived.
那种地方不像是我们在圣诞节图片或者雕塑中的度假小屋。
This is not the kind of place like the holiday cabins in which we often see pictures of Christmas cards or sculptures.
很可能是充满难闻的味道。
Full of unpleasant smell.
非常不舒服的地方。
Very uncomfortable place.
我们家偶尔会去 Riverside 去拜访亲戚。
Our family occasionally visits relatives at Riverside.
途中都会经过一大片的牧场。
We pass by a large ranch on the way.
那里有棚子让牛在那里吃牧草。
There are sheds for cattle to graze there.
我们车子就算关着，远远的就会闻到一股难闻的味道。
Even if the car's windows are closed and the cattle are far away, we will start to smell an unpleasant smell.
那种味道是挡不住的。
The smell cannot be blocked.
小孩子原本在睡觉。
Even when my children are sleeping,
他闻到了就会说快到了。
Once they smell it, they say, we're almost there.
很难想象在那种环境下居住还要生产。
It's very difficult to imagine living and even giving birth in that environment.
虽然是两千年前的乡下，很显然在当时也不是非常平常的事情。
Although it was in the countryside more than 2,000 years ago, this was obviously not an ordinary thing at the time.
在路加福音接着十到十二节当中记载。
Luke continues in verses 10-12, And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.
婴孩包着布不稀奇。
The baby was wrapped in cloth and was not surprised.
天使说救主的记号是卧在马槽里。
The angel said that the Savior's sign was lying in a manger.
那就表示对当时人而言也是非常稀奇的。
Which indicated that it was also strange to the people at the time.
如果当时每个 baby 都是放在马槽里，牧羊人就很难找到耶稣了。
If every baby was born in the manger at the time, shepherds would have a hard time to find Jesus.
那不只是一个简陋的环境而已。
It was not even a simple environment.
而是令人难以忍受的环境。
It was an intolerable environment.
而我们的荣耀的救主却是在这样的环境下诞生。
And the glorious Savior was born in such an environment.
是什么让他愿意舍弃至高宝天高天的宝座，来到牛羊牲畜居住的地方降世呢？
What made him willing to abandon the most noble kingdom and come into the world where sheep and cattle live?
你是否看见过如此贫穷的王呢？
Have you seen such a poor king?
圣经哥林多后书八章九节告诉我们
2 Corinthians 8:9 tells us, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, and so that you by his poverty might become rich.
全是因为爱我们。
It's all because he loves us.
让主耶稣舍弃了富足。
That Jesus was willing to give up his riches to become poor.
变成贫穷使我们可以富足。
So that we might become rich.
那主耶稣说，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。
Jesus said, for this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth.
他曾对门徒说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
He once said to his disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
唯独耶稣最能为耶稣，为真理做见证。
Jesus is the best witness to the truth.
因为他自己就是真理。
Because he is the truth.
他最有资格为真理做见证，而且他的见证最值得我们关注。
He is the most qualified to bear witness to the truth.
而且他的见证最值得我们关注。
And his testimony is the most worthy of us.
自主耶稣开始传道三年多，他不断地传讲真理的道。
About 3 years after the beginning of his ministry, Jesus preached the word of the truth.
在马太福音九章三十五节当中说到
，Matthew 9:35 says, "And Jesus went throughout the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction."
他马不停蹄的工作都是来自于对世人的怜爱。
The reason Jesus works so hard is because of his love for all of us.
一段经文常常让我感受到感动，就是在马可福音六章三十一到三十四节。
A passage that often moves me is Mark 6:31-34. And he said to them, "Come away by yourself to a desolate place and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And when they went away in a boat to a desolate place by themselves, now many saw them going and recognized them. They ran there on foot from all many towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore and saw a great crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things."
全都是因为爱，他不顾自己的需要，怜悯这群没有牧人的羊。
It was all because of love. He ignored his needs, had pity on this group of sheep without a shepherd.
他开口教训是因为这些人需要的是神的话语。
And began to teach them because these people needed the word of God.
而且主耶稣他在这里服侍和救赎。世上的君王多半以暴力夺取政权。
Most of the kings of the world seize power by violence.
在得到政权之后，就受人的服侍，享受各样的荣华富贵。
When they gained power and seized power, they were served and enjoyed the best of luck.
反观从天上来的王。主耶稣基督是要服侍世人。
In contrast to the King of the Heavens, the Lord Jesus Christ came to serve the world.
就如马太福音二十章二十八节记载，主耶稣说
，Matthew 20:28 says that even as the Son of Man came not to be served but to serve and give his life as ransom for many.
在路加福音七章二十二节，当施浸约翰门徒来见耶稣的时候，耶稣也说。
In Luke 7:22, when the disciples of John the Baptist came to meet Jesus, Jesus said, and he answered them, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them."
不像世界上的王住在皇宫里受人的服侍。
Unlike the king of the world who lives in the palace,
用权力威迫让人臣服在他的脚下
，using his power to coerce people to submit under his feet。
而这位犹太人的王主耶稣基督谦卑自己来服侍人
，but this Jewish king Jesus Christ humbled himself to serve people，
甚至为他的门徒洗脚，做最卑微仆人的工作。
He even washed the feet of his disciples for the work of the humblest servant。
而主耶稣做王这件事情不是就这样停下来了。
This is not all how the Lord Jesus reigned.
在罗马书八章三四节说到
Romans 8:34 says, "Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised? Who is at the right hand of God? Who indeed is interceding for us?"
这样的王，这样爱我们的王，按照神的时候降世为人。
Such a king who loves us like this, came into the world in the time of God.
为真理做见证。服侍人还舍命做了赎价
bears witness to the truth, serves people, and lays down his life as a ransom.
让我们不再受到邪恶势力的辖制，不再被罪恶捆绑
so that we are no longer ruled by evil forces and not bound by sin.
甚至复活升天后，直到如今，主耶稣都还在为我们祈求保守。
Even after the resurrection and ascension to the present day, Jesus is still praying for us and protecting us.
这是不是一个好消息呢？
Is this good news?
我们选了这一天来纪念。
We have chosen this day to commemorate.
虽然神救恩的计划是从创世以前就有了。
Although God's plan of salvation has existed since the creation of the world,
但是在主耶稣的时候开始成就。
It began to be achieved in the Lord Jesus' time.
我们是不是应该要欢喜欢呼？
Should we rejoice?
万国是不是都应当齐声颂赞呢？
Do not all nations praise in unison?
主耶稣是不一样的王，而他的国也是不一样的国。
Jesus is a different king with a different kingdom.
回到今天的主题经文，约翰福音十八章三十三到三十六节。
Back to today's verse, John 18:33-36. So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting.That I might not be delivered over to the Jews, but my kingdom is not from this world.
这段经文仔细来看，很令人感伤。
This passage is very sad when you look closely at it.
你可以想象比拉多问话的那个口气跟态度是多么的轻蔑。
You can imagine how contemptuous the tone and attitude of Pilate's interrogation was.
这里说到了两个国。
This talks about two nations.
比拉多心目中犹太人的国，他说是你本国。
The Jewish nation in Pilate's heart, he said it was your kingdom.
不论这个国存不存在，也都是罗马的属国。
Whether this kingdom exists or not, it is also a Roman country.
也是这位巡抚的辖区。
It also belongs in the governor's area.
相信在他心里面，不论耶稣是不是王，似乎都不太重要。
I believe in his heart, it doesn't matter whether Jesus is king or not.
因为是你自己的人民把你送过来交给我。
Because your own people sent you over to me.
如果是一般人，就算是王，恐怕也不是太成功的王。
If it is an ordinary person, even the king may be a less successful king.
而主耶稣没有回避。
And Jesus did not shy away.
他以权柄纠正了比拉多。
And corrected Pilate with authority.
你说的你本国的那个国与我的国是不一样的。
The kingdom you say your kingdom is not the same as my kingdom.
我的国不属这个世界。
My kingdom is not of the world.
我们单从权柄来看，神的国是有多么的不同。
From the perspective of authority and ability, how different is this kingdom of God?
那些帝王倾心于争取权力。
The emperors were obsessed with the struggle of power.
从来都是牺牲别人来成就自己。
And they always wanted others to sacrifice themselves.
到了征战的时候，若有王带兵，有了危险，常常会有勇士前仆后继的来用肉身来抵挡刀枪。
When the time comes to war, if the king leads his soldiers to fight, once there is danger, often the warriors will use their own flesh and blood to set up shields.
就如主耶稣说，我的国若属这个世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人。
As Jesus said, if my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, and that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world.
属神国的王。耶稣却是舍了自己做多人的赎价。
King of the kingdom of God, Jesus gave himself as a ransom for many.
在约翰福音十二章三十二到三十三节，主耶稣说道。
John 12:32-33, Jesus said, "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die.
他是为了我们这些罪人舍命付上赎价。
He gave his life to pay the ransom for us sinners.
在腓立比书二章六到十一节清楚地说到
In Philippians 2:6-11, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that all So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father.
不像世界上的政权，这是他建立王权的方式。
Unlike the regimes in the world, this is how he established kingship.
他也是为了这个时候来的。
And it was for this time.
神的权柄是在他子民的身上。
God's authority is in his people.
既然国度是不同的，跟着说到那些属神的子民就不属于这个世界。
Since the kingdom is different, it follows that God's people do not belong to this world.
就如主耶稣在约翰福音十七章十六到十七节当中的祷告，他说道。
As Jesus said in John 17, 16 and 17, They are not of this world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth.
常有人说为什么只有以色列人是神的选民呢？
It is often said that only the Israelites are God's elect.
为什么不是中国人？
And why are they not Chinese?
因为中国人已经有13亿人口了。
China has 1.3 billion people.
如果每个人再向五个人传福音的话，
If everyone spreads the gospel to at least 5 people,
那全世界就是神的国了。
The whole world would basically be Christian.
这样不是很好吗？
Isn't that great?
但其实神的心意一直都是万国万民。
But in fact, God's mind has always been nations and peoples.
只是从以色列民开始。
It only started from the Israelites.
而真正的选民就是所蒙救赎的人。
But the true elect are the ones redeemed by Jesus Christ.
选民就是赎民。
The people who are selected are the ones who are saved.
而且我们不是一小群人。
Moreover, we are not a small group of people.
自己窝在教会里互相取暖而已。
We nest in the church to warm ourselves to each other.
我们的国是大国。
This kingdom is a big kingdom.
人民是万国万民。
And the people are nations and peoples.
我们从世界当中分出来之后就有不同的身份。
After we are separated from the world, we have different identities.
在彼得前书二章九节当中说到，
1 Peter 2:9 says, But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
亲爱弟兄朋友，
Dear friends,
世界上大部分的人都在这一天用不同的方式来庆祝放假过节。
Most people in the world celebrate a holiday on this day in different ways.
但是真正的意义是在纪念我们的救主耶稣基督。
But the real significance is to commemorate our Savior Jesus Christ.
这位神的儿子降世为人，为了拯救我们。
The Son of God who came to save us people.
并且要做我们的王，引领我们的一生。
Therefore, becoming our King and leading us for our whole life.
这是圣诞节值得普世欢腾的重要原因。
This is an important reason why Christmas is worth jubilating around the world.
但是我想强调的是。
But what I want to emphasize
不是主耶稣降世为人以后每个人都自然得救。
It is not that after the Lord Jesus came into the world, everyone is naturally saved.
也不是主耶稣被钉十字架三日复活以后每个人都上天堂。
Nor is it that the Lord Jesus was crucified and after 3 days of resurrection, everyone goes to heaven.
而是要成为他的百姓得着救赎进入神的国与神同享恩福。
It is to become his people, to be redeemed and enter the kingdom of God and enjoy the blessing with God.
四福音书当中记载主耶稣受审当中有一个特别的地方。
Among the four gospels in the trial of the Lord Jesus, one thing is special.
当比拉多或希律王盘问时候，耶稣都一言不答。
When Pilate or Herod questioned him, Jesus said nothing.
其实也是，耶稣是审判世界的真正审判者。
In fact, Jesus is the true judge of the world.
面对世上不义的官，真的也没有什么好说的。
In the face of unjust officials on the ground, there's really nothing to say.
有人说比拉多一生最大的福气是能够跟主耶稣面对面。
Some people say that Pilate's greatest blessing in his life was to meet Jesus.
是不是很令人羡慕呢？
Isn't it enviable?
然而比拉多最大的灾祸也是在这一件特别的事件当中。
However, Pilate's greatest tragedy was also in this place.
他把自己当作主来审判耶稣。
He regarded himself as Lord and judged Jesus.
所以主耶稣面对这样的人静静的不说话。
Therefore, Jesus faced such a person quietly and did not speak.
让他们自以为很有权柄的审判者。
Making him think that he was an authoritative judge.
而我盼望你们在主可以寻求的时候寻求他。
I hope you will seek him, and while you may seek him, he will surely let you find him.
他一定会让你寻见。在路加福音十一章九到十节，主耶稣说道。
In Luke 11:9-10, Jesus said, And I will tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks it will be opened.
所以千万不要像比拉多或希律王一样。
You must not treat God like Pilate or Herod.
好像对神的态度像是自己是审判官，把神放在受审的位置。
As if you are a judge and put God in a position of trial.
这样恐怕什么也得不着。
I am afraid you will get nothing.
当我们知道自己是身在罪中。
When we know that we are in sin.
相信主耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
And believe in that Lord Jesus is Christ.
愿意让他来掌管你的生命。
Willing to let him take charge of your life.
你就能够真正得到主耶稣的救恩。
You can really get the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
这样庆祝圣诞节才会有真正的意义。
So that celebrating Christmas has a real meaning.
大家喜欢在圣诞节送礼物。
Everyone likes to get gifts.
这么多年来收到了许多的礼物。
Many gifts have been received for so many years.
但这份神为你预备一生当中最重要的礼物，你是否诚心接受过？
But this God has prepared for you the most important gift of your life.
如果你还在慕道阶段，
If you're still in the stage of seeking,
我盼望你借着这个时候思想主耶稣对你的意义。
I look forward for you to use this time to think about what Jesus means to you.
勇敢地接受主耶稣做你的救主，你的王。
Take a brave step to accept Jesus as your Savior and also your King.
有了新的生命来庆祝救主诞生也更有意义。
It also makes sense to have a new life to celebrate the birth of the Savior.
如果你已经是信主的人，
For those who have already believed in the Lord,
你们已经得到了最宝贵的礼物。
You have received the most precious gift.
有了永生的盼望。
And with the hope of eternal life.
那我想再追问一句，这个礼物你打开来了没有？
I just want to ask you one more question. Have you opened the gift?
你有没有拿出来用？
Have you used it?
你会觉得奇怪，哪有人收到礼物不打开的？
You may find it strange that someone will receive a gift and not open it.
我说的不是打开包装纸看一看收到是什么礼物。
I'm not talking about opening the wrapping paper to know what the gift is.
而是真的要拆开包装来使用它。
But to open it and use it.
这是一个很单纯的道理。
It's very logical.
但是我怕大家跟我家差不多。
But I am afraid everyone is similar to my family.
我们家小朋友收到的生日礼物很少拿出来玩。
Our children's birthday gifts are rarely ever used for fun.
大部分都收着，直到有机会有缘人可以好好享受。
And most of them are kept until you have the opportunity to give them off to someone else.
最近 Ethan 才抱怨，他的生日是12月初，所以他的生日都不能拆礼物。
I've only recently complained that my birthday is in early December.
如果有叔叔阿姨送的礼物，那个包装纸都不能拆。
Even if it is a gift from an uncle or aunt, I can't even open the wrapping paper.
要放在圣诞树下，等到圣诞节我们一起拆。
I have to put it under the Christmas tree and wait until Christmas.
可是救恩这个礼物就不能这个样子。
However, the gift of salvation must not be so.
你不能收着就摆在那里。
It is put away when it is received.
等到进天国的时候，当作入境的护照。
It is left as a passport to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我在猜想福音是一个福音这个礼物是一个相当丰富的礼物。
I'm guessing that the gift of the gospel must be quite rich.
但至少有一本圣经，一件新衣服和一个十字架。
At least there will be a new Bible, new clothes, and a cross.
你会想这个教会真的很贴心。
You would think that the church is very thoughtful.
他觉得你在敬礼之后，教会送你一本圣经，衣服一套，还有送你一个十字架当装饰。
You would think after the baptism, the church would give you a new Bible, new clothes to wear, and also give you a cross decoration.
我说的不是这个。
I'm not talking about this.
这个圣经就是神的道。
This Bible is God's word.
主耶稣说，凡属真理的人就听我的话。
Jesus said, everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice.
圣经是一定不会少的。
The Bible is definitely not lacking.
要在神的真道上成圣。
It is sanctified in the word of God.
接着这个衣服不是说受浸之后湿了有一件换的衣服穿。
Then these new clothes do not mean that there is new clothes that is changed after the baptism.
这新衣服乃是以弗所书四章二十一到二十四节当中所说的。
Ephesians 4:21-24 says, Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
所以信主之后别再将过去的旧衣服穿上。
Do not put on your old clothes after you believe in the Lord.
要记得穿上新人。
Remember to put on your new self.
而这个十字架也不是在衣服上的装饰，或者在加上床墙上的装饰，来表达纪念主耶稣十字架上的恩典。
And this cross is not an ornament on clothes or a decoration on the wall of your house.
来表达主耶稣在十字架上的恩典。
To express the grace on the cross of Jesus.
这个十字架乃是你的十字架。
This cross is your cross.
就如主耶稣在路加福音九章二十三节当中所说的。
As Jesus said in Luke 9:23,If anyone who would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
这十字架是谁的？
Whose cross is this?
是你的。
This cross is yours.
记得自己已经与主同钉十字架，每天与主同行。
Remember that you have been crucified with the Lord and walk with the Lord every day.
主耶稣也说，他的国不属这个世界。
Jesus also said his kingdom does not belong to this world.
当信主之后，我们就进入了神的国，成为神国的子民。
When we believe in the Lord, we enter the kingdom of God and become the people of the kingdom of God.
牧师常常提醒我们，信主从来都不是一个人的事。
The pastor often reminds us that believing in the Lord has never been a matter of one's own.
是加入了属神的信心团体。
It is the joining of the community of God's faith.
就是教会。
That is the church.
盼望我们在2020年有新年的新的作为，新的方向。
We look forward to our new actions and directions in 2020.
让主耶稣真正成为你的主，你的王。
Let the Lord Jesus truly be your Lord and your King.
掌管你的生命。
Take charge of your life.
你用一生来跟随他。
And you will follow him throughout your whole life.
每天在真理上扎根。
To take root in the truth.
就是读圣经。
Every day is to read the Bible.
每天警醒。
Wake up every day.
确定你自己穿的是新人。
Make sure you are wearing a new self.
有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Have the righteousness and holiness of truth.
并天天背起十字架来跟随耶稣。
And take the cross daily and follow Jesus.
最近我又再问一次我那小儿子说，你现在觉得生日在圣诞节好不好？
Recently, I asked my son again, is it really lucky to have a birthday on Christmas?
后来他说他知道生日在圣诞节并不好。
After this, my youngest son realized that having a birthday on Christmas isn't good.
因为只有一份礼物。
Because there's only one gift.
现在来看。
Looking at it now.
耶稣不是很幸运。
It's not that Jesus was lucky to have a birthday.
可以在生日与圣诞节同一天。
It's not that Jesus was lucky to have a birthday and Christmas on the same day.
It's lucky us.
It is lucky us.
我们有多么的蒙福。
How blessed we are.
有一位爱我们的主。
There is a Lord who loves us.
愿意道成肉身降世为人。
And willing to incarnate and be born into the world.
在我们还做罪人的时候为我们舍命。
He died for us and became our king while we were still sinners.
做我们的王。真的是应该要普世欢腾。
It is really a time for us to celebrate.
请我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美您，让我们有再次这个机会思想主耶稣降生的真意。让我们真的诚心的背起十字架来跟随你，让你掌管我们的一生，做我们的王。愿一切荣耀颂赞都归于主。祷告不配，乃是奉靠救主耶稣基督的名。阿门。